Mills County Judges Report, June 23rd, 2022, recorded on June 21st. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, the 25th report of 2022, as we approach the midpoint of the year. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time through the magic of the internet, thank you Al Gore, through the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Your county budget is percolating. Much of the requested input from departments and community organizations has been received, as well as rate and plan information from the major employee group benefit providers, medical and pension. I believe we have even resolved the 911 dispatching budget. Instead of a separate standalone dispatching department with a correspondence expense reduction in the sheriff's office to fund it, the sheriff has agreed to continue to provide EMS dispatching for Hamilton Healthcare for the fiscal year October 1st, 2022 through September 30th, 2023. With that commitment, there is no longer a need to budget a separate dispatch center or reduce the budget in the sheriff's office to pay for it. This was a negotiated outcome. The quid pro quo is my agreement that the commissioner's court will consider all qualified and interested parties when the county's EMS contract expires. The sheriff is displeased with the current EMS service, while I find it both professional and responsive. But opinions are like elbows. Everybody has some. In any case, it is always wise to consider alternatives when contracts come up for renewal, and that is what we will do. Of course, I will be out of the picture by then, but my replacement buys into this concept also. Independent of the dispatching issue, or even who provides EMS services, the county needs an ambulance station and continues to move forward on plans to construct one on county-owned land behind the law enforcement center using federal grant funds, not taxpayer dollars. This week, Mills County received the second and final annual installment of our American Rescue Act grant. With the full $946,522 of grant funds in the county's checking account, the funding risk associated with grant utilization is largely mitigated. The sheriff has been working with me on how the county can minimize construction costs by utilizing a portion of the current impound yard behind the law enforcement center. A couple of potential site plans will be discussed in Commissioner's Court Monday, and you can view them on YouTube. Commissioner's Court, as I mentioned, meets this coming Monday, June 27th. The agenda was published in the June 22nd Eagle and is posted on the county website. The most significant items on the agenda include the proposed new EMS station and a discussion of employee and official compensation. I use the term discussion purposefully, as no action can be taken until a series of other steps occur, including publication and public hearing. While there may be changes as we move through the process, by having a discussion Monday in court, the rationale can be laid out, commissioner input obtained and considered, and the public is better informed as we move into the public hearing process over the next month or so. Employee compensation is the largest component of the county budget, and thus your tax dollars. With inflationary expectations, the possibility of a national economic recession, cost increases for almost every component of agribusiness, and the unprecedented real estate speculation in the county, next year will be challenging. I am purposefully not previewing my compensation recommendations. Those will be covered Monday and summarized in next week's broadcast. In the process, I am, however, comparing notes with the judges in San Saba, Hamilton, and Comanche counties, all of which are larger than Mills County, but otherwise generally similar, especially compared to our two larger neighbors, Brown and Lampasas County. I will also say that I am generally unsympathetic to across-the-board percentage increases, as that pushes more of the money to the already higher-paid staff members. Yes, food and fuel have gone up, but that affects all of us more or less equally. I want to be able to address inflation with generally similar increases in pay versus an across-the-board percentage increase, while keeping in mind the county is already absorbing the medical inflation by voting in our prior meeting to absorb 100% of the increase in the cost of the group medical coverage. Timing is always a complicating matter, but especially with inflation. We are planning for 12 months that starts 3 months from now and looking at economic data that is 30 to 60 days old at this point. We all know gas and oil prices fluctuate, both up and down. That makes straight-line projections inappropriate and requires some thoughtful judgment. This is Ed Smith, your soon-to-be former county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government. Tune in to KRNR each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the latest from your county courthouse.